I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Johnny DiLoretto, and this is Cinema Classics. We are at the Gateway Film Center, as usual.
We recently were discussing Marlon Brando.
Yes, one of the giants.
Right, so then we said,
of cinema.
All right, let's go to the absurd and take a young performer and see how he or she stacks up against even a young Brando. We've picked one of the most prominent young actresses, Jennifer Lawrence.
You don't see very frequently actresses of her age who've turned out a viable body of work. Well, she made a splash in the small, quiet film Winter's Bone.
2010. That's only 4 years ago.
Yeah. Was nominated for an Oscar.
You got it.
And showed up at the Oscars looking decidedly different than her character in Winter's Bone. So much so that she got my attention.
And she stumbled. The Hunger Games.
Big franchise movie. And that has been her career. Small films like Winter's Bone, big franchise movies like Hunger Games and X-Men. And she just jumps back and forth, honoring her craft by doing interesting things with directors like David O. Russell. She was in Silver Linings Playbook.
And there's where I think she begins to really show her stripes after Winter's
Bone. They didn't think she was capable of that sort of emotional intensity. And she seems naturally sort of soft-spoken. That I didn't think she was capable of those bursts.
And she had the quality that she played in Silver Linings for me of being somewhat of a smart aleck while being smart and being sensitive at the same time. So I don't think she's as beautiful, I believe, as you believe she is. I think she's more normal-looking.
Well, everybody's going to disagree with you. You're going to be ostracized.
She's not getting ahead on look alone.
No, she's not. She's actually transcending the limitations of her looks.
Yes.
Now let's hope she continues to find the kind of quality work on the lower end of the scale, you know, the more artistic work, the independent work. Well, she can continue to work with David O. Russell, but I think she's, in order to really fully tap into her potential, she's going to need to branch out, try something different.
Although it was a splashy role, her role in American Hustle took her to another level. But this is a perhaps too easy a role for a young woman who looks good and can play the floozy that she plays in American Hustle.
She's able to play older than she is. This is something that I feel hobbled somebody like Leonardo DiCaprio, who had the emotional depth and psychological nuance to play characters much older than he was, but not the face. She seemed like she was a 30-year-old Silver Linings.
There's a maturity about her that allows her to do that.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I believe the finest young actress, or the most prominent young actress these days, is Scarlett Johansson.
Yes, I was going to bring her up, too.
Okay, so what do you think when you compare those two?
Well, I think that Jennifer Lawrence should be taking notes because Scarlett Johansson, though young, has been around for a long time. She was a child actress. She has managed to, in a way, similar to Jodie Foster, she hasn't turned out quite the quality and intensity that Jodie Foster was able to do with, like, The Accused and Silence of the Lambs Taxi Driver.
That's good.
Scarlett Johansson has grown into her role as a movie star, so much so that when she does something like Under the Skin and Her, it's this 1-2 punch of something that's very, she brings a knowingness to the part. Under the Skin is a beautiful, thought-provoking counterpoint to her Black Widow in the Avengers and Marvel films.
And interesting that Jennifer Lawrence also is taking a role in X-Men, Shailene Woodley.
I don't think she's up there with them. She is off on that Jennifer Lawrence track, though.
She
started with The Descendants. She was kind of raw in that movie, but she had a quality that draws your eye to her, an interesting sort of rhythm. Now she has this Divergent franchise.
Great.
And now this smaller movie, the Fault in Our Stars. So she's doing that same...
She is, isn't she?
That same thing. It remains to be seen whether or not Shailene Woodley can last very long. Now, no. There has to be something about that face and the voice emanating from it. She might be talented enough to have a long career. Maybe she'll find character roles. Maybe she'll end up on television.
In facial order, if number one would have to be Johansson. And secondly, Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
And third, Shailene Woodley.
Right.
Harder for Shailene Woodley than it has been for Jennifer Lawrence and definitely for Scarlett Johansson. Maybe that's all a young starlet deserves is 9 of our minutes.
Well, now you've incurred the wrath of our female listenership, of whom there's one. Cinema Classics is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center at 1550 North High Street. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
The award-winning Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to the shows online at wcbe.org.